G'day, Reece Down here, and welcome to episode 11 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And if you're going to be doing selection, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/indefatigable-demo, and you can check out the course I offer to help guys prepare for selection. But let's get into today's podcast. And today's question, which I answered on my latest Q&A, evolved around the Special Forces Direct Recruiting Scheme and if it's actually worth pursuing that pathway. So let's get into it. Okay, William asks, is DRS worth attempting? Fuck yes. Yes, the DRS is worth attempting, right? The numbers don't look great, but the numbers don't look great because say you get, 70 guys that start Kapuka, only half of them even get to selection. So that's a lot of guys will get injured. That's a lot of guys will go, oh, fuck, this is not for me. Because if you've never been in the army, you've never done army cadets or anything like that, and you're just a civvy, a lot of people are shocked and overwhelmed when they join. So they're like, fuck, I'm not doing this. So out of that half that even gets to selection, I think last year 7 got through out of about 30 or so that started selection. So it's achievable, mate, absolutely. And if you can sort of bypass the regular army, it just depends. If you're kind of 18, 19, 20, I would say definitely join the regular army, probably in one of the arms corps, infantry or cavalry engineer. I wouldn't be a gun number in artillery, fuck that. An FO would be all right, but I wouldn't be a gun number. So one of the others would be great. And you're going to be doing it with guys that are your age, right? If you're 30, you don't want to be joining the army, as a full-time role in infantry with a bunch of 20-year-olds. You're completely different time of your life, right? You're going to be older than a lot of section commanders and probably sergeants, right? So as an older person, we'd better go in DRS. And depending on what you do as a civvy, if you get knocked back for DRS, which a lot of people do, the army is kind of guessing there because they don't really know you. You do a bit of a psych interview on a paperboard and then they're trying to pick of who's going to get through selection. And obviously, not many people do. So I don't know if they've got that right there. But if you don't get through, if you don't accept it for your DRS, one option is, and I've said this to a lot of guys, is join reserves. Join reserves in an infantry role, particularly if you're an older guy. It doesn't really matter whether you're older or younger. It's not a bad way to go because then, you can put your hand up for as much training, as much time on the tools as you possibly can, playing enemy, that kind of stuff, and do it for a couple of years. And once you feel you're ready, go for selection there. Okay. So there's a few different options, but it's definitely worth it. Mate, DRS is fucking definitely worth it. And the other point on that too is that now, what they've been doing the last few years, usually if you didn't get through DRS the first go, or as you're going through it and you got injured on selection or get injured before, and boom, they send you to an infantry unit. But now they're giving guys a choice. So last year, anyone who didn't get through or didn't make it to selection or got injured on selection out of the DRS boys, they said, what do you want to do? Do you want to stay here in Sydney at SOTEC or at the School of Special Operations at Holsworthy, or do you want to go to an infantry unit? And half of them chose to go to an infantry unit. And if that happens, you get that option, I would definitely stay in Sydney, all right? You don't necessarily want to be exposed to the wider army if you don't have to. And then you're really at the mercy of the unit that you go to. And not all units are keen for guys to go for selection. They might, hence, it's exactly what happened for this year, a couple of guys going for SFET. Their units are sending them away on ops or on exercises, 4 weeks out from selection and 4 weeks out from actual testing on the SFET. And it's going to be very hard to pass. All right, so if you're in Sydney, that's what you're training for. If you stay at Holsworthy, that's what you're training for. If you're in reserves, that's a good option because you can do your own training, okay? So all things to consider, and it really depends on your situation. And just one thing, William, like you said, I hear mixed opinions on it. Some say it's BS for civvies. Some say you can do it. It all depends on who you're listening to as well. People say, oh, it's BS for civvies. I mean, that's who it's designed for, civvies, right? You really can't go and do DRS if you've been in the military or you're in the military. There are some extenuating circumstances, but it's designed for civvies. All right, so you got to be careful who you're actually listening to there.
And that's it for this podcast. If you have any questions at all, make sure you reach out. Email me, reece@operatoredge.com, or send me a Facebook message via my Operator Edge page or even my Instagram account, Reese_Dowden, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But that's it. Once again, thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next podcast. Thanks.